Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to...
Is this thing on? Hey. Dominic, how you doing, brother?
Crudy, I'm awesome, man. Good to see you. Welcome back, man.
Feels good to be back in my rightful place here in the Madison Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX. But what the hell are you doing here?
I know, man. Coming to town, Crudy is back. So, you know, we had a little meeting today, and now we thought we'd do some live broadcast together. Been missing you, man. It's great to see you. But I got to say, before we get going, I want to thank all the friends and co-devils and hosts that came out. Matt Flynn, Matt Rothschild, Joe Zepecki, James Santel, Maggie Dawn, Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Kristen Bry, friends, co-workers. We had a great time. Thank you for stepping up. Big shoes to fill when Crudy's gone, so I appreciate everyone coming and hanging out with us.
I do got some skis. Well, it feels great to be back, Dom. And unfortunately, I did bring the sun. Briefly, yes. At least yesterday, it was quite sunny. I got back late in the day, caught the tail end of your show. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's a listen.
And brought the sun, and I get back, and the breaking news today. Everybody's heard it by now, I suspect. Aaron Rodgers, 4-time MVP, is out, baby. He's going to the Jets, or at least I guess he probably told Pat McAfee earlier today. I mean, it popped up on my phone. We were in a meeting. I'm like, I got to go. I had to think about what this could mean, not just for the Packers, but for the entire state of Wisconsin economy, Dom. This is a big story. This is a big deal. I've always said the outcome of the Packers season can be determinant on whether or not a governor wins re-election, let's say.
Well, you've said it, but sometimes it seems accurate. Sometimes not so much.
When has it not been accurate?
Well, I mean, Packers didn't make the playoffs, and Evers still won. So, I mean, this last season?
Tell that to Mandela Barth!
I mean, there's always someone, but certainly here in the state of Wisconsin. Yes, I get it. I just a bit. It is a big deal. I mean, sports are a big deal. The Packers are the biggest deal in sports in Wisconsin. So I can totally appreciate it. But, I mean... Obviously, it's Aaron Rodgers. We've kind of gone through this before. No one's really surprised, and he's on the tail end, man. I mean, so at some point, people either have to retire or move along, and apparently, deal's not done, according to the reporting, but Rodgers has let his feelings be known.
I think Mark Murphy, during the WIAA games, had made an announcement that, yeah, he had been given permission to talk to the Jets franchise. So I would question, where's the loyalty, man? If you can't get loyalty out of a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I mean, where are you going to get loyalty? I thought he wanted to play his entire career for the Packers. He's got a $53 million contract, something like that, if he just showed up and played. But not enough personal loyalty to cash $53 million worth of checks?
According to Tom Silverstein at the Journal Sentinel, Packers have until the start of the regular season to execute a $58.3 million option bonus in Rodgers' contract. So they could conceivably hold on to him for a while, make the Jets meet their demands. The $58.3 million bonus comes as the Jets' responsibility once Rodgers is traded. That becomes their bill, according to this.
But it wasn't like the Packers' contract wasn't stepping up and
right.
Paying the 4-time MVP approaching $60 million. 17 games. I know it's a long season. People get hurt. None of it's guaranteed except a signing bonus.
Are you hurt, Crudy?
I'm a little hurt.
You're a little hurt?
I am a little hurt.
Come on, man.
Where's the personal loyalty?
Do the same thing. Personal loyalty?
Yes.
This is the NFL, right? Here's your personal loyalty, man. Scratch the check.
Yeah, that's money.
Yes, come on, man.
But you're already making all the money. You're making more money.
He's giving away for just a little bit more. And perhaps a different environment, man. I don't know what it's like in the locker room. It was a tough season. You know, he gets a little shade. I don't know what the relationship with the coaches are. But I do know he's getting older. And I do know the Packers did not make the playoffs last year. So, there we go.
Maybe the guy had a bad thumb.
Sure. You know. Maybe something happens. Injuries are part of the game. Yes. Guy had a bad thumb. How about the trades, man? I saw some former Packer receivers doing really well on other teams this past year as well. So, I mean, they start splitting up the teams. You give away some of your favorite targets. Now you got to come up with a whole new plan. I don't know how much of those play in, but I understand what some other Packers are also talking to the Jets.
I think Lazard's made that move, right? He was never at number one. That's part of the reason they didn't make the playoffs this year. Right. He's a nice complimentary receiver.
Sure.
And this is not Sports Talk Live. But if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. I think this displays no personal loyalty to the people of Green Bay, the state of Wisconsin. We've been there for Aaron Rodgers. We watched this young, fresh-faced kid that dropped through the first round, sat there agonizing on draft day. And then he paid his dues. Then he got his chance. Won Super Bowl championship. Many close calls. Lots of losses in the NFC championship. But he was beloved. I mean, the people, to my opinion, the broader Wisconsin electorate, had not turned on Aaron Rodgers. He's getting paid $58.3 million. And it sounds like of his own volition. He goes in the man cave for 4 days. And he comes back and he wants to be a Jet. Come on, man.
You should be used to this. I mean, this is the same path Brett Favre. I guess what? Favre went to Minnesota first and then to the Jets?
I think we traded him, though. Favre didn't go of his own volition. Favre got kicked out of the nest.
Oh, okay. So then the Packers' love wasn't there. And listen, Aaron Rodgers has earned all the love that he gets. And he maybe earns some of the derision he gets as well. Remember the whole, I'm not vaccinated, but I'm something. You know, he played games.
He's immunized.
Right. Would you lick a toilet seat? What are you talking about? You're immunized. So, that kind of stuff. But listen, man, you got to win. You got to win. And the reason people gave him lots of love, he won a Super Bowl, and he was a hard player. He's a champion. He played hard. But I think it's kind of waned the last few years. And listen, someone's got to make the move. Someone's got to make the breakup. If it was before and Favre got traded out, well, then the organization decided it was time to move on. At some point, there's a break every time.
Can he go sleep in the guest bedroom for a couple nights? I mean, some makeup sex, him the coach, or something?
I mean, that's been kind of happening. I think that's been the case. There's been some sleeping in the guest bedroom. Hell, perhaps some, solo trips down south. You know what I'm saying?
844-967-2789. John from Joliet. I suspect you might be a Bears fan, but we'll take the call, man. We called for you. You called. You answered. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Oh, you are correct. I mean, do you think he's going to be transferring his ownership? Will it go east with him?
The ownership of the Bears franchise, does it go to the Jets now? I mean, at least he's not in the NFC, John. You're not going to see him twice a year.
Well, maybe the Super Bowl.
You even had a laugh a little on the inside, John.
I got to tell you, I he's a hell of a player. I hate to see him go, but I'm glad to see him go.
Hate to see him go, but I'd love to watch him leave.
I talked to a Bears fan over the course of the week, actually, in the ocean. The guy, I'm wearing a Packers hat, and he's like, oh, son, stay away from that guy. I'm like, got to be a Bears fan. No one else, no other franchise, hates us like the Bears fans do. Do you think that you've got the right quarterback, Jason Fields? Because we're going to be, we're going to have our own mobile version. Jordan Love, I guess the franchise must like this guy because we're going forward with Jordan Love. He's our starter.
Love is what I got, John. John, if Rodgers would go to the Bears, would you take him?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
So it's not so much animus as envy, John.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he's good. So I think he's got a few years left in him, but, you know, he's past his prime, for sure.
John, let me ask you.
He'll beat the
He still owns the Bears' ass. John, let me ask you sort of a different sort of question. A Trumpian kind of question. What about personal loyalty? Do these players own any loyalty to the communities they play for? I mean, clearly he's being paid enormously. It wasn't about the money. One must suspect he's going to get the same contract either way. So, John, why bolt? Isn't it a if you didn't get kicked out of the nest, I mean, if the wife didn't throw you out, why did you leave?
There is no loyalty anymore. And if there is going to be any, the closest place you could probably get it is up in Green Bay. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's a business.
What about David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones? Guys that just redid their contracts to clear up cap room so a guy like Aaron Rodgers could make his enormous sum. And where's the loyalty to those guys?
That's true. It's kind of tight. It's kind of like the whole, the vaccine thing. It's all about him.
Yeah, he's kind of a selfish bastard like Dominic.
Thanks for the call. A little reporting here. Rodgers said he went into his four-day darkness retreat, 90% sure he would retire, but through some of the meditation and thought process about what he wanted to do next, he said he came to believe he still wanted to play. He said upon coming out of the meditation retreat, he had messages from friends, mostly players, that the Packers were having talks with other teams about trading him. He said he was told by the Packers after the season to take his time to make a decision whether he wants to play, and that he was never told the Packers intended to move on from him. He said he would have preferred the Packers to be straight with him about the future because it would have been easier for him to accept.
If he can make it New York time, he can make it anywhere. But I got to tell you, I suspect, based on the franchise's history, this is an enormous blunder on both the Jets and Aaron Rodgers' part.
Right.
They haven't made a good move since Broadway Joe. Is it Broadway Aaron?
Broadway Aaron? I don't think it goes quite as nicely.
Well, anyways, had to do a little sports talk. It is the breaking news, the most affecting story in the great state of Wisconsin today. That! And the fact that yours truly has returned to the airwaves. Come back, join us. Some political talk and your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY. It's still a party up in here.
You got your stuff, Aaron!
I'm not done yet. Thank you.
As far as the state of New York is concerned, you are.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open today, 844-967-2789. Love is all we got, Crudy.
Jordan Love, that is. Our new starting quarterback. If you didn't hear the news, the disloyal former Packer quarterback, or soon-to-be former Packer quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, apparently bound for the New York Jets.
What if the deal falls through and he ends up staying? Would you still call him disloyal?
Man, once you cheat on me, I'm not taking you back.
Really? You'd take him back.
I would. I'd take him back. I'd make him sleep on a couch for a couple nights, and then he's back to being my starting quarterback.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to bed, baby.
I would prefer the four-time MVP as our starter. I think it would give us a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl, but I am looking forward to Jordan Love. I mean, always exciting. It's like spring training. Hope springs eternal.
Yes, it does.
Let me ask you a completely different question, Dom, and you, the fair audience, as well. Where's the beef?
What? Hey, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Dark Money Dan Kelly, Supreme Court candidate here in the state of Wisconsin. He's the real conservative. I don't know if you've been hearing his super PAC ads, Dom. Maybe not as much as he wishes you would.
And way more than most people want to hear.
But Dan Kelly is embroiled in the Supreme Court race, great state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's the headline in the New York Times today. It's a big deal kind of race going on, a nationalized Supreme Court race. And, right now, the liberal, air quotes, liberal candidate, Janet Protasiewicz, supported by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is handed the conservative, the real conservative, dark money Dan Kelly, his ass, at least in the political spin category. And Dan Kelly during the primary, what he promised the people, Tom, the, you know, Republican supportive, I'm the candidate that'll bring in that sweet, sweet dark money.
Jennifer Doro does not have the contacts, the connections, the national exposure that I have, my network. I'm the one that can deliver the money.
Well, apparently Janet Protasiewicz and her campaign team is delivering all kinds of money, like $9.1 million to $0 that Dan Kelly has spent directly, at least on the television airwaves. And then there's that Uline back super PAC, Dom. They've put some money out there, what, like $2.3 million? Which is just a fraction of what the Protasiewicz team has spent. But $2.3 million is the number one dark money spend. It's supposed to be a $50 million campaign, fella. Where's that sweet, sweet dark money at? Where, I ask you, sir, is the beef?
Crudy, let's also not forget the biggest pro-Kelly spender, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The state's business lobby has spent $3.4 million on his behalf so far. But as mentioned, the headline here in Wisconsin, the New York Times, national news, folks. That's why Wisconsin rocks. People know it. In Wisconsin, liberal barrage, conservative court candidate with attack ads, Daniel Kelly, the conservative candidate for a swing seat on Wisconsin's Supreme Court, promised that help was on the way. But his campaign has already been outspent on TV by $9.1 million to nothing. To nothing.
That's a lot of jing.
Here is a quote from Dan Kelly at the New York Times.
Or not a lot of cha-ching, as the case may be, Dan Kelly.
Depends on what side of the equation you're on. Here's what Kelly had to say. Because there are nationwide organizations that care about the rule of law, about the constitutional order, and they are spending to promote our campaign, you should start seeing the effects of them this coming week. Kelly told a gathering of the Northland Freedom Alliance in Webster, Wisconsin. Right now, Kelly said, it's kind of wall-to-wall Janet, and I object to that. There, I'm told the
objection overruled.
I'm told the cavalry is on the way. So hopefully, they'll have some good and smart and true ads. The cavalry is on the way. Unlike January 6th, Dan Kelly thinks the cavalry is on the way with good and smart and true ads.
It's been told by whom?
He's been told by, I don't know, you can't have coordination with third-party groups, right? So I'm not sure who told him that. That's a great question, Crudy. I hope he's under oath sometime.
I think actually in the state of Wisconsin now, in the Wild West atmosphere that we have here, I do think you can technically coordinate with third-party groups, but only if you ask nicely.
Not clear.
It's only like illegal. Coordination could happen, but it's, you know, it can't be implicit coordination. I don't know. It is so corrupted, of course, by the actions of former Governor Scott Walker when he used to be the chief executive, you know, because he was doing quite a bit of illegal campaign coordination, only it was illegal when Wanker was doing it.
Yeah, they changed that law, so it's not illegal anymore. The Super PAC, Fair Courts America, I've heard those ads on this station, which is backed by Richard Uline, the conservative billionaire. So far in the general, Fair Courts America has spent $2.3 million on TV ads. This week, it began a further $450,000 in statewide radio advertising, but the group has not yet committed to investing more in the race, according to a person familiar with Uline's decisions who was not authorized to speak publicly.
I think the billionaire Uline family should expend more dollars through the Fair Courts to civic media.
The radio advertising portion.
So the Ulines have a little less money, and around here we have a little more. I think it's all fair and love and politics, Dom.
Any way you look at it, I mean, that doesn't bode well for Daniel Kelly. And he's a terrible candidate, so I get that. But $9.1 million to zero? I mean, to zero?
Oof. That doesn't seem like a good showing.
I mean, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on Kelly at this point.
Are you a betting man?
You know I am. Mr. Kelly's spokesman, Ben Volkel, we know that cat.
We do.
Said Mr. Kelly was filming a television ad on Tuesday. He predicted the Kelly campaign and its allies would soon catch up with Protasiewicz and Democrats in overall television spending, but at the same time suggested the millions of dollars spent on television time was wasted in a relatively low turnout April election. We're reaching out to voters in a lot of different ways, Volkel said. They are spending millions of dollars for an election that's not going to have a big turnout. We've taken a slightly different approach. And if you mean, Ben, the slightly different approach by not cashing $9.1 million in television ads, yes, you're taking a slightly different approach.
But they've got love, Don.
Yeah, we got love, baby.
Dan Kelly's got love for you? Actually, he seems quite contemptuous of the electorate. Come back. We're the devil's advocates. We love you, especially when you call 844-967-2789.
But I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent, and spent a lot of it.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Wednesday, that kind of feels like a Monday to me.
To you, man. Yeah, I bet it does.
I bet the audience has been missing me just a little bit. You've done a fine job in my stead.
I don't think they even knew you were gone, Mike.
I don't think they noticed. I noticed, but they didn't notice. Dom, you know, we're in the middle of a Supreme Court race. 3 weeks from now, just a little less than 3 weeks, will be determinant. And we need to change the makeup of the court. And I was asked, you know, a couple times over this little vacation period, what's on the ballot? I said, everything's on the ballot. The soul of the state of Wisconsin is on the ballot. Sort of a big deal for an off-year spring election, Supreme Court style. And then some said, you guys vote for your Supreme Court?
Right.
I said, yeah, here in Wisconsin we do. And it's going to be an enormous financial race. And of course, it's not just about the gerrymandered maps, although that is one of the issues that drives me freaking nuts about the state, that we don't have representation in a fair way, a one man, one vote sort of way. But above and beyond that, obviously, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision last summer. Well, Dom, it changed and made abortion illegal in the state of Wisconsin in all cases, excepting perhaps the life of the mother with a couple doctor's notes. Rape, incest, no exceptions. Well, Republicans, especially that very clever Robin Voss fella, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, they want to preempt this abortion issue because, you know, you saw how it worked out in the midterms. What was supposed to be this red wave, a swing back of the momentum against the incumbent president, was like a minor win in the House of Representatives, mostly through gerrymandering in other states. So anyways, we got this big Supreme Court race, and we got Robin Voss trying to get in front of the electorate with a very, air quotes, moderate abortion bill. I'm going to read some of the reporting. Molly Beck here at the Journal Sentinel. Haven't done any reading alouding in a week or more.
I'll be ready to jump in, Mike. I'm here for you, man.
A group of Republican lawmakers released legislation Wednesday that would allow doctors to provide abortions to victims of rape and incest in situations when the mother is experiencing serious pregnancy complications, a proposal that was immediately rejected by the state Senate's top Republican and Democratic Governor Tony Evers. So this proposal, this assembly proposal, will not make it through the House, or pardon me, the Senate. I guess we've got the assembly and the Senate here, the two legislative branches, nor will the governor sign it into law. So why are you doing it, Robin Voss?
Well, not only that, I mean, how... listen to the exception. Would allow doctors to provide abortions to victims of rape and incest, not period, next sentence. No. Provide abortions to victims of rape and incest and in situations when the mother experiencing pregnancy complications. Okay, so this is and or. So rape or incest, you are allowed by the Christian conservatives in the state to get an abortion. And if you are experiencing pregnancy complications that would apparently threaten your life in only those circumstances. And what? Melissa Sargent has come out, said no. Tony Evers said he'll veto it. And the Republicans, hell, Crudy, the Republicans in the Senate themselves, they're not down. What did LeMahieu say? Further discussion on this specific proposal is unnecessary. The bill will not be considered on the floor of the Senate. citing Evers' pledge to veto the bill.
Well, here's what Robin Voss had to say, Dom. The first hope is that conservative Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly wins the election.
Good luck with that.
I mean, really, that's your quote? We hope that guy wins the election. Now, I know you and I say things like that. We're, you know, journalists sometimes, but mostly opinion-based, super cool pundits on the radio, Dom. But the assembly speaker, I didn't know he was supposed to pontificate as such.
Oh, come on, man.
I know, he's super political.
Whatever tradition you thought may have been, all that's gone. Now, this is a brave new world.
Oh. Dan Kelly, the first hope is that Dan Kelly wins the election so that we have a legislature that actually is a place where political decisions are made, not the state Supreme Court. In other words, don't undo the most partisan political gerrymander in the nation's history, because it gives me a lot of control of the flow of legislation in the state. So anyways, don't change that. Here, again, Robin Voss, I quote him. I'm an optimist. I think that eventually people will realize the right way to do this is through the traditional process, not through a super legislature, the state Supreme Court, but hopefully the voters agree. I think hopefully 100% of the public thinks that we should update the statute. Well, 100% close to that. I'm sure there are some that, and in fact, there are some out there legislating and seeking lobbying to strengthen the current abortion ban.
Quote unquote strengthen.
The one that currently has no exceptions for rape or incest here in the state of Wisconsin. But of course, nobody is going to be accepting of this. Don't call it a half measure. It's like a 10% measure. I mean, this doesn't accomplish anything, Dom, except give him some political cover, because what he's really worried about is that the abortion issue is going to overwhelm. It's going to turn out the other team. And Dan Kelly's going to lose that seat. And then Robin Voss is going to see new maps cast, legislative maps that are more representative of the people of Wisconsin. He's not going to be able to pick his voters. Well, hell, the ban barely survived a Trump primary endorsement. He will not survive another.
And it's so disingenuous, Robin Voss. And again, I want to quote here.
That's the best thing you could say about Robin Voss is disingenuous. You could use some nicer words, couldn't you, Dom? Just not on the radio.
I think that eventually people will realize that the right way to do it is through the traditional process, not through a super legislature, the state Supreme Court, but hopefully the voters agree. The traditional process, the legislative process, you know, like when this abortion ban was first made into law, when, you know, women didn't have the chance to vote, period. You're going to make a law that's going to impact one part of the population, specifically physically, and they didn't have a chance to chime in on it. Is that the traditional process you want? Only men voting? Maybe women should have some input here. And when Voss says, I think hopefully 100% of the public thinks we should update the statute. Well, let's hear what some of the pro-life folks have to say. I'm sorry, I misspeak. The forced government birthing organizations like Matt Sandy. He's from Pro-Life Wisconsin. He's a legislative director. He said any legislation that allows abortions, quote, is incapable of being justified. No abortions, quote. A vote to add more exceptions to Wisconsin's abortion ban is a vote to kill more preborn babies. It's that simple. It is always and everywhere wrong, regardless of motivation or consequence. It may never be employed, even in the narrowest of circumstance, as a means to a greater end. All right, well, that's just one of those, you know, forced government birthing organizations. What do the other ones say? Well, here's a Gracie Skogman, a lobbyist for the forced government birthing organization called Wisconsin Right to Life. Said the group appreciated efforts to clarify and strengthen the life of the mother exception. However, there are parts of the updated language that we have concerns with. Our main focus right now is on ensuring the abortion ban remains in effect and continues to save lives.
844-967-2789. Totter Billy, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for talking about the upcoming election. Two things. I'm kind of wondering about this cavalry coming in. You know, early voting starts in less than a week. So Dan Kelly better get his cavalry on their horse.
Well, you know, Republican voters don't believe in early voting anymore because Donald Trump told him it was stolen in 2020 or something to the effect. Although now I hear they're changing their two-tatter bill.
Right.
Because they keep losing elections when they don't take advantage of early voting.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's all hit or miss.
I don't think Dan Kelly's going to be trying to convince people to vote for him as much as he's going to try and smear Janet Protasiewicz and keep people from voting at all. But I'm going to already have voted by the time his ads comes out. But also, I hope you'll spend some time talking about the referenda that are on the ballot. There's one in Dane County about privacy, which relates to the abortion issue. And there's some nonsense about taking the word bodily out of serious bodily harm in terms of determining the need for bail, which is to me stupid because you know what? If serious harm was embezzling from your community, your company, and white collar criminals were going to be held accountable with bail, I might be in favor of it. But we know that's not going to happen. No. That means that somebody who's shoplifting is causing harm to the community, and they're going to have bail imposed on them and stuff like that. So, anyways, I hope you'll talk about the referenda too, so that. Because some of them are confusing, and those are important to vote for as well.
Well, Todd or Billy, the referenda are meant to confuse. One of them, or two of them, that came down from the Republican, again, partisan-controlled Republican legislature, that were gerrymandered into their positions. They've rolled out these referenda, one on welfare, for example, that is already the state law. They're asking people's opinion on something that's already law. Not to reinforce their point of view, but to confuse the electorate, to inspire some of their, you know, hateful anti-neighbor base. That was the whole Scott Walker thing, right? Who you gonna hate? Man, you people in the rural areas should hate those people in the cities. And if you're a private sector employee, you gotta hate the public sector employees, right? Well, Todd or Billy, the only issue I have with talking about these referendums, and I know in some of the individual communities, there has been hard work done to put them on the ballot. I haven't studied every individual one. I liked it a lot better when there were 16 trying to legalize marijuana because that reflected the will of Wisconsin voters. But unless it's going to inspire my team, I don't want to talk about it. If this election is not a good enough reason, this Supreme Court election, the soul of Wisconsin's future, if that's not a good enough reason to come out and vote, I don't know if a referendum discussion on the devil's advocates is going to do it for you.
Well, and great point. And everybody should make a point to know and understand what's going to be on their own local ballots. Todd or Billy, you make a good point. But as a course of motivation, this is generally done. The referendums that were done by the Republicans on a statewide basis is to what? Somehow try to bring out the turnout for Robin
Voss. The GOP base.
Yes, for the GOP. For Robin Voss today to suggest such an asinine abortion bill that won't even pass his own GOP Senate is specifically and only to be used as a talking point. Hey, we try to do something, but you know that Governor Evers, he said he'd veto abortion. So now they can run ads and say, look, Governor Evers wanted to veto an abortion bill that would have, you know, made it better for women in the state. Shame on Governor Evers. I mean, that's the only reason. Of course, anyone that knows the topic and knows the background realizes that's not true. But, you know, if you don't pay attention, that's enough reason for them.
844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County. Bill, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Excellent, Bill.
Appreciate your show and nice having dialogue here. And just wanted to say something about this whole abortion issue that I don't really understand what choice does the baby have? I mean, it's a life at conception, I believe.
Well, that's a belief that you have, so, Bill, but other people don't believe that.
Well, they should. Because
well, and I get that. I get your opinion, Bill. But if they should, then you think the force of government should make someone believe your religious beliefs, Bill? I don't think that you thought the same way about like Sharia law.
No. It's a life. I mean, what?
But Bill, what makes it a life?
Incest, which
what is the definition of a life? Is it God?
What if your mother believed in abortion?
Well, then I wouldn't be here, Bill.
Well, she did,
maybe
but...
maybe that'd be a good thing.
You know, my uncle used to tell me when I was naughty, Bill, that it's never too late for an abortion. But I appreciate at least the start of the dialogue. But this is the thing. If we don't want abortion, don't have one. You see how that works, Bill? And just because you have a religious belief that something happens somewhere, somehow, and you think you're right and you want to use the government to force everybody else to believe that, it seems a little draconian to me, Bill. It's not up to us.
I understand why some people have religious convictions that would make them, let's come back. Let's talk more. Hard to express it all in 8 seconds. 844-96-PARTY.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. Crudy, you're going to enlighten me about abortion in some way, shape, or form and defend a religious color bill. Please, go ahead.
I just think people have the right to have religious convictions, which I know you don't share because you don't believe in a God. But for those of us that do, these are real beliefs. These are beliefs of faith, which I know is a foreign concept to you, but faith is different than intellectual thought process at times.
Yeah.
And if you believe that's a baby, I can understand why you would have moral objections to
sure.
any form of abortion.
So don't have one.
I know that's your argument. You already made it to Bill on the phone
but
before.
But convince me then. What are we talking about? So because someone fervently believes something, whether or not you can prove it to be true because of
some
matter of faith,
but you cannot prove yours to be false.
Well, it doesn't matter because what I understand, Kurt, is you can't prove it either. So we got to take it off the table. And what they're trying to do is force the religion on other people through this religious freedom thing, right? Well, I have a right and a freedom not to hear that crap. I don't believe that crap. And if you're going to use that to justify that women got to carry a corpse in their body until it rots enough for them to die before they can get an abortion, I think those people are the ones that have moral questions.
I think you are quickly dismissive of other people's moral convictions. And while I don't agree with caller Bill that therefore there should be no abortion in any case, and maybe my mom should have aborted me. You lost me on that part of the argument, Bill. I'm just saying. But I can't understand people can have moral objections to abortion in general.
I don't give it any more weight because you call it moral objection. It's an objection. Good for you. I got objections. You got objections. If you're going to justify your objection based on a religious belief and think that's a consequence and justified, because of all the religions. Anybody can make up a religion and call it a religious belief. Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology, man. How many times we got to have this
conversation? I know your opinion on atheism at this late hour.
It's not even atheism, man. It's if you say that it's a matter of faith and then you say, well, I object. Well, do you morally object? Yes, I morally object. Well, there's no difference.
I strongly object.
Exactly. I mean, yes, you object. I get it. So don't have it. Don't do it. Don't be a part of it. You don't like gambling, don't gamble. You don't like prostitution, don't like drugs, don't do it. I'm not forcing these things upon
people. If your belief is that that is a human life at the point of conception, then to your perception, that is murder. So I understand where they carry their logic to. I'm not saying that God speaks to me and told me that's the case.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I'm saying
that's exactly what they are saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, life begins at conception. What does that mean? Is there a soul? I mean, when you say life, some religion, I believe it's a Jewish religion until the baby's actually out and born. That's when birth happens. So there's other religions that believe different things. I don't hear other religions necessarily doing that. And there's 1,000 religions that have come and gone. So don't give me this faith and moral objections.
But everything up until now, I mean, the law has been predicated on the point of viability, right?
Yes.
And now there are babies being born earlier and earlier as viable. So is that the only metric anymore? Viability. If suddenly 3 weeks was the point of viability, if some miracle science comes along and we can incubate these babies outside the uterus.
Yes.
Well, then do we have a 3-week abortion ban? You know, because that is the logic that was used prior. And I would say 3 weeks, that doesn't seem reasonable to most people, or 6 weeks. Some don't think 15 weeks is reasonable. Should there be some limit? Probably, but not in the life for, you know, medical cases.
You know, I think it's up to the woman, man.
I agree. Oh, it is up to the woman.
So, and if viability, and I do believe at some point we will get there, technologically speaking. All right. So then it becomes a matter of property. I mean, now, so the state's going to what? Take this sperm and an egg and put them in an incubator, and it becomes a property of the state. What does that look like?
I got to hear an opinion different than yours, because I've heard yours
for
years.
Let's hear some from women, please.
Let's start with Carol from Madison. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi there. I just only have one question to any guy who tells me that he doesn't believe in abortion. Have you always, and I mean always, either taken the initiative for effective birth control, or have you kept it zipped up? Because if you can't answer that question yes, you don't know how many abortions you have in your past 50 years.
Excellent question, Carol. I can tell you I've got at least a couple of kids I know about. And I can tell you, Carol, I don't want to place my opinion on your ovaries. It is not for me to tell you how to deal with your body and the result of sex, be it through rape, incest, or consensual, you know, crazy night on Key West. But what I'm telling you, Carol, is I understand that some people have moral objections. I just don't think we found our laws upon some people's moral objections. I may object conscientiously to abortion, but I think legally it should exist, Carol. Because it's not my choice to make. It's not my body. I'm not the one getting pregnant. Can we have these moral dilemmas? Can both be true?
Oh, sorry, Carol. Breaking up there. 844-967-2789. You make a great point. But now, remember, the conservatives are also coming after contraceptives.
Well, that's a whole different level of asininism.
Well, is it? It's justified in the same way. It's the same argument. Now it's
because you're stopping God's will. God wanted that sperm to beat egg.
Well, but if God gave us the ability, quote unquote, to come up with these solutions to unwanted pregnancies, shouldn't we also take them? I mean, what about polio? You know, come on, people.
Who's your Bob? Is every sperm sacred?
Hey, Bob.
I'm not intelligent to be able to speak on that. My question is, I want to see a poll. All of these, and I'm going to just call it out, these right-wing, evangelical Nazis who want to tell a woman what to do with her body. I want to know how many of them believe in the death penalty.
All of them. They all do. There is a legislative proposal this week, Hoosier Bob, by Republican lawmakers. I believe 26 Republicans voted for
in South Carolina.
Death penalty for a woman who aborts a child or aborts a, you know.
If it has an abortion.
Has an abortion. I don't want to use the wrong vocabulary here.
844-967-2789. D from Madison, they can give you 60 seconds. What do you got?
Well, Bob sort of brought up what I was going to bring up, which, and listen, guys, I'm going to do my best to not drop any F-bombs here.
Please.
But this pisses me off so bad. All the conservatives are all about the death penalty. For Bill to sit there and say, oh, it's about a life, what a crock of crap. All right? And Crudy, the issue is not that Bill cannot have his feelings about this. It's exactly what Dom's saying. I'm sorry, Dom's 100% right.
Sorry, I got to cut you short there, D. Mostly because we're short on time. Come back, hour two of the Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls, 844-96-PARTY.